Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Yud. And the Gemara in Amud Aleph concludes the Agata by saying, which Malchus will be the one to be the last Malchus standing in the end of the days? So the Gemara in the middle of the page says, O my Shub and Levi, O my Rebbe, Atida Roimi Shetipol Biat Poros. Malchus Roimi, the fourth Malchus, will be conquered by the Persians, by Paras. The Gemara later brings the Shita that argues, Omar Rav Atida Paras Shetipol Biad Roimi. The Persians will be the ones to fall in the hands of Rome. The Marsha right away points out to the Gemara of a desert of Beis Amud Beis. The dear the Gemara says, in the end of the days, the Umos HaOlam will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say why they deserve a reward. And the first one to come in will be Malchus Roimi, and the second will be Malchus Paras. And the Gemara asks over there, why Dafka Roimi and Paras? Says the Gemara, because these two Malchuyos will remain for till the end of the day. Until Mashiach comes, these two Malchuyos will stay till there. So you see the unique characteristic of Roimi and Paras, that they are the ones that stay to the end. And the Machlekes is, who's the one that's Goyver? Who's the one who's going to outlast the other? And the Ma'aron, Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chof Aleph, explains that in the end of the day, it's impossible to have two Malchuyos. You can't have two kingdoms. As my father explains in the bottom, because the only way for a Malchus to be, the whole concept of a Malchus, of a kingdom, is to be Shoylet, is to control everything. And it ain't Shnei Melochim, Mishamshim. You can't have two kingdoms together. So in the end of the day, one Malchus outlasts the other. And the Ma'aral goes on to explain, based on his Shita. And his Shita is, throughout the Sfarim, that whenever the Gemara speaks about Malchus Paras in the end of the days, it doesn't mean the Persians that were in the time of Baisheni, but it's referring to Yishmael. It's referring to the Arabs, as the Ma'aral says clearly. And the Ma'aral explains, because the Persians and Yishmael are really two of the same. There are two that are connected to each other. And Mimele, when we speak about Paras, it really refers to Yishmael. Says the Ma'aral, in the end of the days, there will be two great nations in the world that will fight each other. One is the Malchus of Edom, Roimi, and the other one is the Malchus of Paras, which was referring to Yishmael. These are the two that last at the end. And what the Gemara by us is arguing is, who's the one who's going to be the one winning it? Will it be Roimi or will it be Paras? Meaning, what's going to be the one till the end? But until you get to that stage, the ones that stay are Roimi and Paras. And the Ma'aral and Perek Chavav, their Netzach, brings it really to Machloikis between a Gemara and a Medrash. Where does Mashiach come from? Is Mashiach born in by the Arabs, the Beerus Beis Arva, which is called the Shmuel, or by the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that he's born in Pesach Malchus Revis, in the opening of the fourth Malchus, referring to Malchus Roimi. Says the Ma'aral, that's the same Machlokes of our Gemara. Who's the one who's going to outlast the other? Will it be Malchus Edoim or Malchus Yishmuel? And these words of the Ma'aral, really, we could see, when we look today in the world, you could see that really the two Malchus that are left, in general, divided into many different nations, is basically Malchus Roimi and Malchus Yishmuel. And Yishmuel and the Persians, today you see they're really two of the same. They're really connected, they are very similar to each other. And it's very easy to figure out that eventually there will be a big war in between these two Malchus, these two kingdoms, and only one will last. And from there will come Am Yisrael. And as the Gemara concludes by us, the Gemara says, Om Avyud Om Arav Ein Ben David Bo Achetiv She Malchus Roi Mi Arisha B'chol Oilom Kuloi Tish Shechadoshim. The last Malchus, Marshal says, it really depends on the Machlokes, which one is the last Malchus. That last one will control everything for 9 months. Says the Ma'aral, what does it mean 9 months? It means like a pregnancy that takes 9 months. That will be the time that Am Yisrael will develop, and through that will come the Leda, the birth, the rebirth of Am Yisrael in the time of Mashiach. And the same way, when Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim is considered to be that they were in the womb of Mitzrayim, And through that came the Leida of Am Yisrael, the birth of Am Yisrael. So La'asi Lavoi, Am Yisrael will be for 9 months, conceptual 9 months, in the womb of the Malchus Revis, of the last one standing, and from there will come the birth of Am Yisrael, Melech HaMashiach, which we'll see that b'mehiru b'yameinu, amen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.